Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, he brought the whole damn tray.
Yes, I did.
Wait, I haven't tried one of those, amigo.
They're so good.
They're
Almond poppy.
What are those?
Ooh, and they're already
they're
unwrapped?
They're like almond flour poppy muffins. They're so good.
What is that hat?
I don't know. I forgot my hat one day, so I bought
I like that about Zane. He'll wear shit without even knowing what it is. Yeah.
Just look at me. I look like I made SoundCloud music.
You look like like the ceiling of a
Vegas
really
like
shitty,
of a Vegas strip club.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know. Guys, I'm wearing like a pink shirt, bright hot pink shirt
with naked angels and
I always wear this, so I feel like if I was going to put stuff out, I would want to be something.
It looks
I wear
like an Urban Outfitter.
It is an Urban Outfitter.
He says I dress different. Okay.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back, Mariah.
Yes,
Mariah's back.
Guys, we all missed her.
The comments didn't. Oh, yes, they did. I did not even want to see the comments, but I was like, I have to. And like some of the top comments were like, I love Mariah, but it was nice for the three of them to
no.
be together.
I don't know. Some
no,
of those
they
boys,
bullshit.
No,
they really
that's
said
bullshit.
That.
Some people did.
It's crazy how we're all so blind to positive things.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
We always focus on negative
good
things.
Comments, and then that one we'd be like, well, they fucking hate me.
It kills you, that I one know. Comment. It's nuts.
That is our insecurities.
Yeah, it's really bad. But okay, guys, let's get started on this podcast.
Let's do it.
It's COVID Toga, baby. Yay, yeah.
Oh, somebody get him a throat lozenge.
Cheers. Guys, we're learning so many new dance moves. We're really excited.
I'm jealous on how good you guys are at it and how quick it comes to you, Zane, especially. Mariah's the dancer.
Yeah, me
Zane.
And Mariah, we're crazy, huh?
That's what frustrates me because I've been doing this for 20 years and Zane's never done it a day in his life and he's good.
I'm not
like he's
you're not good.
I can memorize things and hit it on beat and that's it. I feel like that's what dancing is.
But you have rhythm. You have rhythm and you're good at memorizing choreo.
Yeah, that's
Todd. On the other hand,
all I'm good at.
he's bad.
Todd is crazy.
You
it's crazy
you couldn't
about
teach that kid the Macarena in a week.
Yeah,
he's so bad.
I just feel like he's not listening to the beat of a song when he dances. He just kind of wings it.
Yo, do you think I could be if I tried?
I
feel like you could do like slow dance, like salsa or some sort of
waltz.
Like,
you're a
like
little,
professional.
Right, yeah. You're a little uncoordinated, but you try. But you try really hard, and like it looks.
He's determined.
Fine.
When we did that dancing video on my YouTube channel, I thought you were gonna be really good, but you're like the complete
opposite. Oh yeah, I wasn't very good at it.
But it's entertaining. It's really.
It is.
Really
but I think fun. If I was like watching myself on like a phone, like on a TikTok, I think I could like kind of get it down.
Yeah, and it's,
I just want to learn how to renegade. Like I thought I could get.
Do you
want to
do the real renegade?
I thought it would
or
pass.
The...
Now it's like a part of culture. It's like the Macarena. Like you have to know how to renegade.
That's
now.
That's true.
Oh my! Yeah. I didn't even think of it like that.
Oh my
like
gosh.
The Macarena, the renegade.
Yeah. Do you think like in high school they're having like pep rallies? Like, come see your favorite teachers do the renegade at the pep rally
I'm
today.
Sure they are.
Of course.
They did that with Crank That when I was in high school.
Well, like, remember when jerking and rejecting were a thing? We used to have jerking battles like at our
school. How do you jerk again?
Lunch,
I'm so Zane. Zane goes, how do you jerk again?
You're disgusting.
No, well, really, how do you how, what's
it's
the
like
what's
this,
the move
like
again?
This.
You're a jerk.
Okay, Matt, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh,
it.
Like this, like this.
Hey.
Okay, there it is.
It's the backwards
Hold
running
on.
It's like an old radio show.
That's like my go-to dance.
This is the jerk.
When
I'm
dancing. That is my. That used to be my go-to dance.
That's the reject, right? This?
No, reject. That's reject.
And then this is the jerk.
That's not the jerk.
Yes, it is.
It was all classified as jerking.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
I know.
So the Renegade has become just
like the Mock Arena. It's. I think it's a.
But the thing is, cool. Like, I don't think it will ever be that because it's not.
It is though. Right now, it is.
No,
though.
But like a Mock Arena is the whole song, and it's like a whole thing you go to. But you can't Renegade to the whole.
You could
song.
Renegade. It's an ugly looking dance.
I don't think it is.
What is this? Backpack.
It doesn't look.
I think, Matt, you're just jealous that you can't fucking do it. That's why.
I haven't tried. But it looks ugly.
They changed the Renegade to the original now. Everybody's doing the original Renegade.
Yeah. The original is what it was because it was made, 2 years ago. And then I don't know what happened on TikTok, but somebody just saw her. I don't know. Like, it's like the phone game. How the hell did it go from that dance to the one they made on
it's
TikTok?
It's just like Telephone. Yeah. Something in the mix changed it and that one blew up.
Like, everybody was saying that like Charlie changed it, but like I don't think she was the first one to do it. Like,
no,
somebody had to have done it before her.
Yeah, but this 14 year old girl is responsible for the Renegade dance.
Yeah,
so she's crazy. Getting the recognition.
Yeah, she is.
2 years ago,
I think she made that video too. She made a video of her doing the Renegade like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And she's finally getting recognition now. But like, she's at
imagine
the NBA
being
game.
Her though, and everybody's doing it, and like they're all getting the hype and like the credit for it, and you're like, I made that dance.
Yeah,
but nobody knows that you did it. Like, yeah, that would be so frustrating.
But like, everybody was like, that's like, it's so unfair that she didn't get the recognition. It's like, it's nobody did it on purpose.
Yeah,
it's just that's just how the internet works. So many people make dance moves and everybody does it, but it's hard to give proper credit when you don't know where it's from.
Yeah.
So I just saw a lot of people getting really angry at like TikTokers for doing that dance without credit. It's like, how is anyone supposed to know?
Who came up with the whip?
The song.
What song?
No.
Watch
song.
Me
they
whip.
That.
Now watch me nay.
That's not the first time.
No.
Oh.
No, they made that because they were trying
because
to jump.
Because of the whip.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy came out with Crank That, though. That was his name.
That Superman, right? Superman.
That watch you.
But that's what I like about TikTok is it. There are obviously like trolls and stuff, but everyone is very supportive of each other. Like, it is such a thing to tag the person that made the choreography.
Yeah.
Like, everybody supports each other on that app, and it's really, it's nice.
Me and Mariah supported the two people that we made that dance to.
Conrad and Sophia.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys collab with someone?
Yeah, today. Me and Mariah did the dance like 2 days ago, and then we met up with the original people and did it for like the fifth time.
But I love that. Like,
what's the dance?
It's, I don't know, they just made it.
Make it pocket hurt.
Make that pocket hurt.
Yeah.
They just made
really
it.
Good.
So when I saw it and then I said to Mariah, I'm like, Mariah, we got to do this when you get
back.
And
it blew up twice.
Yeah, twice. So we're like, hey, let's give even more credit and let's just do it with them. And like, I don't know.
Will you come up with your own dance?
I don't know how to. I've
done it a bunch of times and it doesn't go anywhere.
I can follow dances, but I can't.
People have done your stuff.
Yeah, people do ours when I choreograph those. I've choreographed probably four, and ours has done the best.
But is to make a really good like viral TikTok dance, do you kind of need to like hunt for a really good song that just like?
I think so. I just choose what's on the app. So I choose a song that no one's used, which is probably my mistake.
That app is going to, like, right now it's so new, but I feel like it's going to get so messy when it comes to music and copyright. And, like, I just feel like every song is going to get taken down from that.
You know that song, Bird, because I bring guns to fight.
Oh, yeah,
I got this.
Yeah.
So that song got taken down, so everyone's videos were muted.
Yeah.
And just yesterday and today, they brought the song back, so now the videos are unmuted. I don't know what happened there.
They may have paid him to license the song for
that's
that.
Right.
Or someone on his team was like, we need that song on TikTok.
Yeah.
No, I like.
Well, what's weird is it's DaBaby, and he had no idea his shit was even popping on TikTok.
Really?
For like a while. He was like, No, DaBaby, the rapper.
Oh, hold on.
He heard baby. He was like,
I thought you were saying I didn't know who DaBaby was.
I said, DaBaby. No, like I saw some interview where he was just like, he had no idea like what was going on TikTok.
I wanted some tick with some talk in it.
Oh man, that was cute.
That was cute.
Yeah,
no, it's crazy.
Wait, really? He didn't know?
Well, he was just like, what's TikTok?
He probably just saw himself blowing up and he was like, cool.
He's like, I'm doing this shit.
He saw all the streams, but he didn't see where it was coming from,
like,
which was TikTok.
Was.
Yeah.
Because he's busy trying to find the price on the boat.
Look at him.
Good job, man.
He knows the shit.
See, you're up to date.
It is crazy, though.
You don't need
to
learn Renegade.
If a song is like okay and it's on TikTok and it's a trend, boom, you're fucking golden. Like, yeah, you're gonna get so many streams because everybody, like, it's crazy how that can make blow, I mean, up any
that's,
song.
That's
that you
like
do.
Kind of like what sucks is like that's the goal of a lot of artists now. They're not looking to, you know, be a long term artist and create albums that will live on. It's like, I need to find the fucking TikTok bop that's gonna make me a quick couple million dollars. And
yeah,
like, but they're just searching that viral
bop.
Like,
but you
bop.
Know what? If it sounds good, who cares? You know, if it sounds good,
yeah,
and it's
yeah, but wouldn't
a fun,
you rather
a
have
song,
a song like, that in 40 years people still love it?
Like, sure, but like, it's really hard to make a song like that, you know? But like,
no, I'm saying like a lot of like people are, I feel like, are getting into it for the not the wrong reasons, but yeah, like they're just like, I want to make a viral slapper, whatever. Yeah. And like, that's.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I just see it as, if it sounds good, I don't fucking care. As long as I can dance to it. I don't even care about the lyrics, too. It's like if the sound is good, like the beats.
Zayn is like a record producer. Be like, listen, if it's not big on TikTok, you can take the walk out the door. TikTok.
Yeah, but. Oh, guys. Big news, we hit 500,000 subscribers on our YouTube podcast channel.
Shout out to the Coffee Bean.
Family.
Is that a plaque?
No, that's not a plaque.
I know. I was like,
sorry.
No, that's 500 more. Ugh. Which
we'll get there, guys. Please make sure to like and subscribe. tell your friends.
Something exciting happened to Matt and I the other night. What was it? A week and a half ago? When was the Oscars?
The Oscars was last Sunday. Exactly a week ago from recording this podcast.
Yeah, so
right
we
now.
All met up at Davis to watch the Oscars, and it was a big deal. Matt really, really wanted to watch it. He was, what, Little Women was nominated?
Little Women was nominated, but yeah. A whole bunch of other great films were nominated as well for Best Picture. I knew that Little Women wasn't going to win, but from day one, I've been saying, like, Parasite is, like, the best film of the year.
Yeah. I still gotta see that. Everybody's talking about it.
I don't think you're gonna like Parasite. Because
It's all subtitles, right?
Yeah,
it's all in Korean.
Yeah. It's like, I think the first 85% of the movie is really good. Like, I love the idea, the cinematography, the plot, the characters, the actors. They were all so good. So good. And I just didn't like how it ended.
I think the ending's the best part.
But I think, I don't think
there's
I
like,
liked
you
it
mean
because
like the ending or the ending?
Well,
there's like the
hold
ending.
Wait, the ending, not the ending. I kind of forgot what happens in the ending. But
ending
like,
I don't want to spoil it.
The turn. The wait, turn.
Point you know? Is, I've been talking about this movie for months. I've been so excited.
That.
Yes.
It was well deserved. 100% well deserved Oscar.
It won Best Picture. I was like completely ecstatic. Yeah. I didn't even think that it was going to be picked. I was like, they're going to give it to like 1917. But Parasite won. And it was huge because it was the first time a foreign language film has ever won Best Picture.
And that's really cool.
And you got to give the Oscars a little like appreciate the Oscars for like going out of their comfort zone and picking a movie.
Yeah,
a foreign movie.
Yeah, because it's usually they just if it's foreign, it will win Best Foreign Film, and then it'll just get snubbed. So it was such a big deal, and Bong Joon-ho, the director, like multiple times as he was giving his thank you speeches, he was like, "Oh, I just can't wait to drink tonight." And and then David was like, tweeted out. Can someone tell me where the Parasite cast is partying tonight? That seems like it would be like a crazy time or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, haha, very funny. He's just, I just thought it was a joke, but I'm like, there's no way.
So Matt leaves to like go on I think he was grabbing dinner with Patricia, and he's like, guys, let me know if anything happens. And we're like, okay, thinking nothing was going to happen. And then David gets a text like 20 minutes later going,
no fucking way.
Here's the address to the party that they're at. Like, you're not on the list, but just you can try to see if you can get it.
Damn.
So I look at David. I was like, we have to tell Matt, because Matt is obsessed with Parasite. It was like, we have to tell Matt. He's like, I don't think Matt can come because he's with Patricia and that adds two extra people.
Oh my gosh.
We have to keep our group small. And I was like, David, you can't go without Matt. It's either you don't go or you go with Matt. Like, if it's just you and Matt, that's fine. But like, you have to take Matt. And he's like, fine. Okay. We'll bring Matt. And so we text me.
I'm at dinner, and I get a text from Zayn. He goes, okay, I have good news and I have bad news. And I'm like, oh my God, what is it? He goes, the good news is we know where the Parasite party is. bad news is we're not on the list, so we're gonna have to try to like wing it, and we can only keep it like you, me, and David. And I was like, cool. And Patricia was like, oh my god,
he's
go
like,
for it.
Let's get it to go box.
I was like, all right, well, we're wrapping this up. We're getting out of here. And she was like,
he left Patricia for Parasite.
I mean, she knew how much I loved that movie, so she was like, go ahead. Please,
yeah, she was
please,
really
please. She didn't care at all. And we zip home. We whip together like
we have never looked better that fast or that short amount of time. It was unbelievable. We both looked like we've been preparing for the Oscars.
We looked like we were on the red carpet that night. We just whipped together an outfit,
and I didn't even wear my hat. I was no hat.
Oh,
no hat.
It was good.
My hair looked
oh my
good.
God.
Yeah, it was.
We had a good hair night. It was. And then we get to David's, but no. And then right on our way to David's,
oh yeah,
David texts and goes, I don't think it's gonna happen, guys. Apparently, the road's blocked down, and there's no
like,
way we're
it,
gonna
it was
get
seriously
in.
Blocked down. Like heavy security, nobody can get in. And we're like, oh, we're screwed. And then David's like, let's just try. So we go all the way to the thing.
If you guys don't get in after all this shit, I'm gonna be so mad right now.
At this point, I was thinking we're not getting in. This is just a crapshoot. There's probably a 20% chance that we will get in. This isn't going to happen.
2%.
Yeah,
the way this was looking, it was about 2%. There's just no way.
But with David, you never know.
Yeah.
But so we like parked the car and we go down. It was at like the Soho House, and there was a huge line of people who already looked like they had attended the Oscars.
No, they were 100%. They were at the Oscars.
Like people were walking around with Oscars in their hand.
Holy
like,
yeah.
Like waiting in
like,
line.
Wow. Just holding it up in the air, just excited. We're just like, this is insane. You just see four
That's
Oscars.
Crazy. That's really cool.
Yeah.
But the line was long, and it was the most patient I'd ever seen David be.
Yeah.
Like,
David,
because we right now we are trying to get into the after party of the picture that won Best Picture.
And we were mainly there because David really wanted to get a picture to continue the tweet of,
okay,
oh my God, I'm with them.
Right.
Because you normally don't see that.
Yeah,
you
never,
and so we're in line. We're getting closer. We start passing through a see-through glass window, and we look through, and there's a long table about like 9 different people all just checking names. We're like, we're screwed.
There was an older woman. And then there was a kind of a younger guy, looked like he was in his 20s. And there was like a very stern, like Korean woman who probably like was with the Parasite crew. And we were like, oh my gosh, well,
that shit
we're going
to
cross
TSA,
our fingers. And what'd you say?
Tighter than TSA, huh?
Yeah. Yes. No. And we were making friends with everybody around us. There was a couple of people that recognized David. So I was in my head, I was like, oh, just do it when we get closer to the table. It'll look good. But
I know, because
so
the old ladies were like, oh, we're sticking with you guys, huh? You guys are some famous people.
Yeah, so we were just like really just trying to connect with everybody around us. And we get to the table, and you know, next,
the older woman, and we're like, oh no, because we wanted to like shoot our shot with the younger kid, because like, the odds of him knowing David.
Yeah.
He wasn't that young, though. He was, I think he was like 28. Like,
yes.
20,
my 25. Heart is
right. 20,
I know. 28, 30.
Not a young kid. So we were like, and then the older woman was like, next, and we were a little like,
we were lost. We knew that we shouldn't be there.
We did not want to go up to her. And then,
were you like, they're like, are you on the guest list? And you like say yes, knowing your name isn't on
we
it.
We just didn't want
we knew we were not on the list, because I was looking through the window and they were just scrolling deep on the list and just saying no and turning people away.
I tapped Data. I was like, let's just say the embarrassment and just go. Like imagine just being denied and everyone just looking as we leave. So the boy becomes available and David goes straight to him. He's very monitor. His face was very straight. He goes, name? And looks down and he goes, all right, you're good. Go ahead. And then turns to the next person and we're like,
wait, what?
What?
Yeah, he goes, David Dobrik. He's like,
David
Dobrik, you guys are on the list.
Thank you.
And we were not on the list. And
he was
100%
not on the list.
And he like did you guys a favor and played it cool.
Yes. He 100% played it cool.
That's
shout
sick.
Out to that kid.
Unbelievable.
He loses his job because you guys are talking about it right now.
So we're walking through. We're just like,
oh my God.
What the hell just happened? And the ladies next to us, they're just like, it worked. Like they could not believe. None of us could believe it. And as we're getting closer to the elevator to go up, we look back at the kid one more time just to see, and he was smiling at us. He looked at us and smiled at us. But like very, like it was very like secretive. Like he knew that he wasn't supposed to do that.
And in that moment,
of course that happened.
I just got the chills when that moment happened. I was like, oh my God, this is about to happen.
Yeah.
I think the listeners and myself got chills that whole time. I was like,
my heart was racing.
So we get in and we notice that the cast and the director aren't there. And we're like, oh, kind of like, oh shit, did we miss him? Oh, did we get here too late? Because it had, the Oscars had ended like a few hours ago. And then someone was like, no, you got here just right on time. They're going to be here like any moment. And we're like, awesome. So we get drinks. We're like setting up. All of a sudden this huge, like, you feel the energy in the entire room. Everyone starts cheering. And the cast just like parades in. And Zane and I are like separate from David. And we're like, oh shit.
Because we're all looking for them. Yeah.
We're like, where's David? Where's David? And then all of a sudden Zane and I are like, oh my God, he's walking right towards us.
He was literally right walking towards me. And I didn't know where to go because it was so like packed around us.
Yeah.
Because in the moment, I was like, where do I go? At the same time, I was like, where's David? So, but I was just like freaked out. I moved out of the way and I grabbed my phone.
I whip out my camera and I just
because we were just trying to get David's shot because we didn't know if we were going to see him again. So I pulled out my phone, recorded. So I got David's shot and he just left. And we're like, I called David, like, David, where are you? We literally just split up. He was like, let's split up. We're like, okay. And it was literally
so he
not
missed
15
it.
Seconds later that he showed up and walked right in front of us.
Damn. But did David ever get the shot?
Yeah.
I saw he, like, took a picture.
Yeah, so he left, and then, like, I think 20 minutes go by. I think he's leaving the party, and that's when we go around the other end because we knew who's walking around the other end. So the three of us go this way, and we're the only ones there. And David just pulls out his camera and takes a picture and misses him. Of course, he misses him. It was like fully blurry.
It's that new fucking iPhone where it's got to do like the 3 second lag. You got to hold it still or else the whole image is blurred.
Why can it be easy? Why, like,
I was just surprised. David, who's the king of people asking for selfies with
him. Oh, yeah,
did
flash.
He couldn't. He just got it wrong.
He
couldn't have just hit down the shutter and like got a lot. David just went in and did chick, chick.
Yeah.
But it was pretty crazy and pretty cool.
Damn,
that like
that's really awesome
it happened. Oh, there it was. And it was just so cool seeing that cast win that award and just being up there and like how just it was history.
Oh, we were, and David got drunk. Oh, he was drunk. Well, I wasn't drinking. Matt drank a little bit, but David was drunk.
Weird.
He was having a wild time. We ended up leaving and got in the car and he was in the passenger seat. I started driving. I look at him and he's just like, I'm so drunk, Zane. I was like, I know. Holy
That's
shit.
Crazy.
I think I've only seen him drunk one time.
But he's like a one beer.
He
deer.
Also
one and done.
No, when he has a beer, that means he's ready to take a nap.
Yeah. He also gets fucked up off of one beer though. Like he's a super, super lightweight.
Yeah. And gets really tired after one beer too.
Yeah. Yeah. That means he's going to bed.
Yeah. No, I think he was drinking tequila.
Oh,
he was nervous.
And I did not encourage this.
It was a pretty crazy night. I can't believe David got that picture. I can't believe we got in.
Yeah,
it was a dream.
I'm just glad we got to experience. I'm glad. Like I know, like in 10 years we're gonna talk about that night.
Yeah,
because I just like somebody was watching over us. Somebody was watching over David. Just like David needs to get this picture.
Y'all owe that kid at the door.
Yeah, no, it was wild. It was so cool.
Oh, speaking of crazy. We got something special to share. I think that's a great
in
way
the spirit
to
of Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh happy, my. We didn't even say Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh,
we?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
We love you guys.
We do have a special announcement for a listener that listens and watches the podcast.
We're all so excited.
You know, everybody listening to the podcast. Is it me?
One of you listening. Okay, you guys ready? This message is for Pedro Rodriguez. Yeah.
Hey, Pedro.
Hey, Pedro. How you doing? Well, your girlfriend,
wife,
your wife, Bianca, has some news for you.
Uh-oh.
Let's say it together. 3, 2, 1. She's pregnant.
Yay.
You planted a seed in her. Y'all gonna have a baby.
He's gonna be a dad.
I wish I could be there for this reaction.
I know.
He's probably listening right now and he's like, what?
You're gonna be a father.
I'll ask her to record him and I'll tell her the timestamp that we talked about.
And then we'll show in the next podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Cool. Well, congratulations, Bianca and Pedro.
And Mariah
has a picture.
Thank you both so much. Do you have a picture too?
Oh, she sent me her ultrasound. Her first one.
Her little bean.
Yes.
Oh, if you want to see it. Airdrop it.
If you want to see it. Go listen. Oh, it's so cute. It looks like her.
It looks like a little coffee bean.
it looks like
a little coffee bean.
It does look like a little bean, doesn't it? Oh, Chicago.
They're going to deliver a coffee bean baby.
That is cute.
He/she or whoever he, she wants to be is going to listen to the podcast as soon as it comes out.
That's really cool to like, like our podcast is some shit. she's gonna tell all of her friends when she grows up.
I think it's so cool that we got to announce something like this on the podcast. That's really so cool.
And it's like Valentine's week, and it's so
Oh, I just love is in the air.
Love is cool.
Cool. I'm excited for them. I feel like it's my baby. Our baby.
Should we bring when the baby's born? We should bring the baby on the podcast, huh?
Oh my god.
Have it sit right here.
Just Matt, we held same. Sunreel's baby.
You guys held Sunreel's baby?
Yeah.
Cutest little girl in the world.
Really? Her name is Millie.
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
She's really sweet.
Sunreel is a good friend of ours. His name is Aaron. He's a musician, but he just had his first baby, and she's so cute. We got her a little Adidas tracksuit.
Y'all like getting baby fever. You get so
I
want the baby so bad. Look at her.
Watching Heath hold a baby for the first time was so
pure. Is it the first time you're holding a baby?
Like a newborn.
Yeah. It's kind of like nerve-wracking, or it's very like making nervous.
It's so weird. Like, it is just a ball of mush, and they just have it's just nothing.
Yeah. And they can't do much for a while. Like, you can't even walk.
Just like a vegetable.
You just have to like
they can't hold their head up. You gotta like
I know. me holding a baby.
did you ever have to like take care of a baby when you were in high school for like home ec class?
No. Everybody talked about that.
Like a real baby.
A real baby.
I don't know.
You think
I don't
give
know.
Away real babies.
Our
for
schools
high
didn't have a lot of opportunities in there. Okay, the only thing we learned was trees.
We had baby plants. Trees that we took care of.
Yeah, no, we had. I took child development in high school. So we got to take home a baby, but it woke you up in the middle of the night like 10 times. You had to get up for it. You had to document like everything you did. You had to name it. It moved. Like, it was like the weirdest.
It had sensors on it.
That is for
so
the sole purpose of scaring kids at that age to never have a baby.
Yeah.
Why didn't we have that? Does every school do that? Like, what class is that?
Home ec.
Well, I did child development. You got to pick like kind of what you would do in high school. Like, I wanted to do child development, or what you would do in college, I mean. I wanted to do child development because I worked with kids. So I took it's like a minor child development course in high school. I took like fashion, like they gave you different
had
electives.
Cool shit.
Yeah.
They were electives. Nothing. That's what they were. Electives, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Electives.
It was like,
you guys got like workshop and stuff too.
We had auto shop. Did you have that?
No.
Oh, man.
We had wood shop.
We didn't even have
classics.
Pep rallies. Did we have pep rallies?
I think our pep rallies got canceled because somebody smoked weed in the bathroom or something, and the whole school shut down.
Dude, the stories that happened in our high school are pretty, like, funny, though.
Yeah.
Like Ruby. Oh, my God. Ruby.
What did Ruby
always
do?
Well,
in culinary class, they baked weed brownies.
No,
in
they
the
didn't.
Culinary class.
Like, shit like this happened all the time at that school.
Bro,
what?
And then
she would smoke in the cooler.
They
in the cooler.
Passed them around, and people were eating them, not knowing they were weed brownies. People were going to the principal office, laying on the ground, like talking to the principal, like, "I think I'm dead." And like, it was a whole. That was on the news. Dude, it was crazy.
Hold
that's,
on, this
that's serious though. If you like,
hold on, I thought that was in another school. That was our school.
No, that was us.
No, I think we were graduated when somebody did that in the school.
No,
I don't get how they don't smell it. Well, can you smell weed brownies that they're cooking compared to regular brownies?
I'm sure you could.
You have to be like, I feel like you have to be like really close to it.
And they cooked it in the class.
You cook the weed down into butter. And I mean, I don't know the recipe, but then you mix it with the.
Yeah, the fuck you do? Why don't you just say it? What's the recipe? How do you cook it?
The fuck you do?
Wow.
And they would smoke in the cooler. You know, remember the freezer?
The big walk-in freezer.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world?
Did the news ever pick up on that? That all these kids got drunk?
I think it was on the news.
It was definitely on the news. That's where I first saw it. It definitely happened again when we were out of school, because I remember watching the news and South Plantation still acting up.
Oh my gosh, it did. Half baked. Students hospitalized after eating weed filled cookies at South Plantation High School.
What year?
2011. So that
that's
was like
year
your senior year.
Senior year, yeah.
That was.
That's some so pot-laced treats got a pair of South Plantation High School students a little too high Friday morning.
Hey, we get turned at high school.
Authorities say two boys ages 15 and 16 had a bad reaction after they consumed the drug-filled sweets, which were cookies. The boys.
It was cookies. That's right.
Ethan and I were laughing like we did it. We're like, we fucking made those cookies.
Like weed did it.
Oh, wait, he went to the school's clinic.
She's back.
He goes, he went to the school's clinic and tossed his cookies before spilling the beans on what he had eaten. Who wrote this? This is like your South Florida News. They go, a third student who brought the druggy desserts to class was being...
Why are they making it sound cool?
Druggy desserts? What?
Where were we going with this, though? What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Because we were talking about home ec baking.
Oh, right.
Oh, I was saying, I feel like everybody, like, doing, like, how to do your taxes, how to take care of a baby.
Shit that you need to know.
All that needs to be taught in high school and college. Like, it needs to be instilled in our brains.
Taxes. Oh, yeah. All of that. It's absurd that they don't teach it that well. I think they're getting better about it, though.
I feel like there's a lot of shit that we weren't taught that I could have used. Rather than...
Everything?
Do you think they do that because, like, they think money is a sensitive subject for people, and so they don't want to teach, like, financial responsibility that much?
What? No, but it's important.
That wouldn't make sense.
Like,
yeah.
Then why aren't they teaching it in school? You know?
I don't know.
Why are they teaching Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah. So you have to go to somebody, pay them to do your taxes, and it's just like, I don't know. Even with the times, like, if something breaks, you just get a new one.
Did you guys have wood shop at your high school?
No. Yeah.
No. We didn't.
There's no fixing.
We made, like, clocks
no...
and pens and stuff like that.
That's so cool.
Like, yeah. Like in movies, you see that, like, all these classes exist. Right. Like, wood shop and all that. And every time I watch the movies, I'm like...
I never got to do that shit.
Yeah. And do schools even have these? Or is it just the movies that have them?
I don't know.
No, schools have them. Me and Matt did.
Yeah, just our students were getting high on weed cookies.
Well, maybe if we had some wood to cut, we wouldn't be making weed chip thingies.
Hey, bitch, we study trees and smoked them too. What's up?
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Hey, Matt, can you tell us the time that you thought you were talking to a famous person?
Okay, yes, I'll tell you about the time.
I really want to hear this story.
This is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing.
I definitely got secondhand embarrassment from that story.
Wait,
I couldn't
you were
stop laughing.
Yeah, I was very embarrassed. I did something very cringy and stupid this weekend. We were just at our friend Charlie's party, and it was like a pretty cool party. It was like a little tiny exclusive thing. And you guys know the actress Catherine Newton?
Yeah.
She's on Big Little Lies. She's like Reese Witherspoon's daughter. She was in Cock Blockers.
Okay. She's really good.
Detective Pikachu. She's been killing it lately.
Yeah.
I knew Catherine, or I've like known her for a long time. I haven't seen her in a long time. But I knew her like 3-4 years ago when I had just like moved out here to LA. And the last time I saw her was when Zane was getting your wisdom teeth removed. And we were walking out.
That was her?
That was her. And so she walked right by. And I was like, Catherine. And she was like, oh my gosh, hey, Matt, good to see you. And I was like, congrats on everything. And it had just been a long time since I'd seen her. But we, you know each other from a distance. Just been a long time. And I haven't like seen her since. And so I'm at this party and... I'm like saying hi to a few friends, and then I look over to my left and I see her and I go, oh my God, Catherine, how are you? She's like, great. Oh my God. I go, it was so crazy. Last time I saw you, Zayna just got his wisdom teeth taken out and you walked right by. And she was like, oh yeah, I remember that. Anyways. And so we start talking and
crazy.
I'm like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, have you seen like, we're talking about mutual friends that Catherine Newton and I have. And this girl's like saying yes, yes, yes to all of it. And I'm like, oh my God, congratulations. Is there gonna be a Detective Pikachu too? Blah, 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 blah. He was so great in Big Little Lies. And this girl starts talking to me for kind of a while, to the point where I'm like, this is really weird that Catherine Newton, this big time actress, is still just talking to me. She could be talking to anyone else. And I start like introducing her to like friends stuff. I'm like, this is Catherine. And she goes, and she starts introducing her to herself. I don't want to say the girl's name.
No, let's just say
her name's Katie. She just starts going, well, no, not Katie. Let's just say her name is Michelle. And she starts just going like, I'm like, this is Catherine. She goes, hi, I'm Michelle. And I'm like, Why aren't you saying your name, Catherine? It's Catherine. I thought she was like joking with me. Okay.
Okay.
And she was like, painful. Anyways, we should hang out sometime. I'm like, really, Catherine Newton?
I have a girlfriend.
Exactly. And you know me though. I'm good with like identifying faces and people and celebrities. I'm like, I can kind of spot them. And I had no doubts in my mind. This is who I was talking to. And then she puts her her number in my phone. And she saves it as Michelle. And I was like, what? this is weird. Why is she like trolling me? We've been talking for this entire time. Talked for probably 20, 30
minutes.
And I've
met people that troll that like for that long. Yeah, where they'll just like put their numbers on in like a fake name. So like it makes sense.
So, and then I Google after she walks away. I had to Google the name she put in my phone. And guys, this bar we're at is very dark. Like you can't even. It's dark.
No! It's
darker than a Hollister. Okay?
Yeah, it's really dark. It's really
so dark. Very, very dim light.
No.
And I Google it, and it's not Catherine.
Oh my God.
It was.
Well, what the fuck is she doing? Being like, acting like it was when you were talking.
And then first,
I don't know. That's what like. Like I,
she was just practicing her improv skills, just yes-anding you.
She trolled me the entire time. Like, but I just can't believe this girl like kept it up, thinking
and,
that.
And then, and when after Matt told me that story, I was like, Matt, how well do you know Catherine? Where you couldn't even recognize her for 25 minutes.
I want to see what the girl looks like.
Okay, but I don't know if we should like.
We don't have to show it, but I just want to see.
I already saw her. She looks identical.
I want to give you the benefit of the doubt.
So you just saw because I had Catherine's picture up.
Here,
this is her.
Oh, like, okay.
Can you type it?
Oh shit!
I want to see.
I don't
Wait,
know her
then
name.
Who is this girl?
Shit. All right, here.
This girl looks identical
do you know
to
Catherine
her.
Is?
Oh my God!
I know, identical.
Oh, okay.
When he showed me the picture, I was like, okay,
I get it.
Yeah, it was like it looked just like
I don't know.
Her. And when you were saying like you were great in Big Little Lies, she was just like saying yes. Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a little too far. It's not like you see someone and you're like, hey, do you remember me? And like, yeah.
But I was also saying maybe she's recently been getting it a lot, so now she's just like, oh, people
she's
are like noticing me. They're like talking to me, or they think I'm her. So I'm just gonna kind of go along with it and see where this goes.
Is this girl like an up and coming actress?
I think
like,
so. Yeah, she's
so maybe she was just like,
I
gotta
playing
run with
along
this.
With it, but like
I gotta run with this.
I just couldn't believe it. It was just so cringy and embarrassing. I had to like tell Zane the next morning. I'm like, listen to this, because I really thought I was talking to one person and I was completely wrong.
Yeah, because if someone came up to me and was like Ashton Kutcher or Ryan Gosling, I'd be like, I'd probably go along with it, you know.
So stupid.
Yeah. these muffins are
slow down.
My friend Carly and I were having this conversation yesterday about dinosaurs. We were saying isn't it crazy that dinosaurs existed? Like these creatures were so big. They were so big, and they were like the top. They were the top of the food chain. No,
I'm just like, how high are you right now?
No, I'm right.
Well, then as well, like when he was talking about.
No, it was
no, no,
was,
no, no. Keep talking. No,
it was,
I actually,
no, it was
I
really
it's,
interesting.
No.
It's like, imagine dinosaurs existed right now.
Oh.
We wouldn't be able to go anywhere. Like we'd always be in fear of our lives. Like the dinosaurs are going to eat our house or run over us. Like while we're in our car or anything. It's just crazy that they existed once and they're just dead now.
Yeah.
But they were there.
Someone sent in an email wanting us to talk about like if they believe that Area 51 actually has dinosaurs.
Like
no.
Real dinosaurs?
No way.
No. We would know that by now.
You think so? What if you could have like a pet dinosaur though? Like little miniature version, like the size of dogs.
Yeah, until it eats you, you know?
Would they?
What was it, like Dino? Like, wasn't that
Dino,
like
DNA.
Dino.
Wasn't it?
What?
The pet, didn't they have a pet dinosaur in Flintstones?
Oh, yeah.
Dino.
Yeah, you're right.
Dino.
It's Dino. I think you're right.
My name was going to be Dino if I was a boy.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Really? Uh-huh. Dino?
Dino.
Dino Amato?
Dino Amato. How you
Dino
doing?
Amato.
Isn't it crazy? Jurassic Park, like, we don't know what dinosaurs actually look like. All we know is what the bones look like.
I know.
But it could have looked
That's
like
so
anything.
And we don't know what they sounded like either.
You know?
Like, I heard, like, recently dinosaurs are actually more bird-like than we think they are. Not like the Jurassic Park kind. Like, they actually had, like, feathers and stuff.
Huh,
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Like their bodies resemble more like chickens and ostriches and everything, and that their skin was actually like covered like in like feathers. They're more big birds than we are. Think of them as these like just big, I don't know.
I would do anything to lay my eyes
Go
on
back
a freaking dinosaur.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I would pay.
Dinosaurs as birds. I don't know. The LA or wasn't the LA Museum, but the Natural History Museum had a Like that's kind that's of not like a raptor.
Those aren't real bones, is it?
They are. That's what archaeologists are for, right? They dig up the bones and they put the pieces.
But those are actual bones that they that
archaeologists
they
is like same thing, okay. But like paleontologists is more specific.
No,
to like,
but yeah, they get the bones and then they piece it together of what it would have looked like. That's what it is.
Like that's what a dinosaur like. They kind of think that they actually look
oh,
like
cute.
They had like feathers and
let
stuff.
Me see.
They're kind of hideous
sassy.
Looking.
Sassy. No, I like it.
Like it's kind of.
He looked nasty.
And as big as like. So, but the museum, the Natural History Museum shows?
Yeah. They're
that's
just they're
crazy.
More bird-like than we think they are from life.
Just giant fucking birds.
How the hell is this possible?
I know.
How?
Dinosaurs are trippy to think about.
Yeah.
I don't believe them shits.
I do.
Like right now, we're at the top of the top of the chain. We're at the top when it comes
are
to
are we at the top of the food chain? Like I mean
yeah.
I feel like, yeah, we're definitely top of the unless you were put in like the ocean, obviously we're
yeah.
Not, but...
But, like, these motherfuckers ran shit, probably, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
Like, oh, in Jurassic World, though, when, like, all the dinosaurs get out and, like, start attacking the people at the park,
yeah.
It is terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, it is just a massacre on people. Like, when the big, like, pterodactyls come out of nowhere and just, like, pick somebody up and they're
yeah.
like... Ah! Like just getting flown away by a pterodactyl and just being put into a nest and then just being picked out alive sounds like the worst
right.
way to die.
Or being dropped in the ocean and then whoa.
Oh yes, like that scene with the massive like.
Oh my gosh!
Like you don't. That's not. You don't even die by getting eaten by this. Like, you just die because you drown in his huge body. You know,
right,
like
just swallows you whole.
Just drown.
You're just swimming.
That's awful. What an awful death. Oh god.
That shit would be crazy though.
Wait, how long would you survive in one of those?
If
they didn't chew you up, yeah. You'd just be like, ugh.
I mean, you just die by drowning. Like you I mean
or stomach acid would just burn you alive.
Oh, like being eaten alive by a
like that giant like whale that was in that Jurassic Park.
I have no clue.
No, what if it was a dinosaur?
Dude, it's
like there's no
the
water
worst.
Involved. You're just like they swallow you whole. They don't bite you, and then you're a whole piece
just
in their
stuck
stomach.
In there.
Yeah, like a little baby.
I can't imagine what it's like getting just swallowed. that's actually terrifying my brain right now. I can't.
Well, it doesn't exist, Matt. It's okay.
Oh, and then you have to travel through the intestines.
Matt's taking a break right now. Oh my god,
that put
so
him over the edge.
Yeah.
Everything we've talked about on this podcast, that was
that's what puts him over the edge. Does your shirt say butt?
No, it looks like it. It says Crested Butte, but the E curls in, so it looks like it says Crested Butt.
Oh, it doesn't say butt?
No, it says Butte.
Oh, that E's hiding.
I know. I think they like made this intentionally.
That's funny. So Matt had us take an anagram test.
And I think
what again is it?
I think it's pronounced anagram test. It's anagram test. It's like a personality test that shows you 9 different types of personalities and whichever one suits you best. Okay. So there's like type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4. We took the test to see.
And we were answering very interesting questions, like very broad.
Well, they're like those tests where you like apply for a job and they make you fill out that shit.
Or
and then they think you're a psychopath based on how you answered it.
Yeah.
Like I failed that test to get my job at Brookstone, but the lady liked me and she just hired me anyways.
Oh, but did you ever take the test though in high school that said like what ideal career path you should
yes.
be on?
Yes, oh my gosh. Mine was actually on point.
Mine was a puppeteer.
That's perfect.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
What did yours say that you should be?
Mine said school teacher, and the second one was interior decorating.
Oh.
Or interior decorator.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
I could see that.
I could see that.
Kind of.
I took interior design in high school, too. That was another elective.
Wow.
One of the questions on the anagram test that I just remembered that I laughed at and put inaccurate was, you are ready for any disaster. Or you are prepared for any disaster.
What if you are the disaster?
Wait, you said yes or no?
I said I'm not ready for any disaster.
Inaccurate.
Like normal, inaccurate, yeah.
Okay. But you focus on like potential disasters, I think. More
I do
often.
Focus
but
on
you're
it.
Like,
all
not
he
prepared for
about,
it.
Like,
yeah.
I know we really never made those earthquake kits. We didn't really keep them.
We kind of just...
We should have, like, kept one at least real earthquake kit. Okay, so, but we did, like, it was like a 10-minute survey we did right before we clicked record, and we all got our types back. So, who should we start with?
Heath.
Okay, sure. Yeah!
Heath, you were a type...
Three.
Three. Okay. Ooh. Type three.
I'm just kidding.
Everybody stares at me.
That's low.
Like,
that's low.
You're a three.
Hold on.
Imagine
Zane.
Instead of zodiac
signs. Zane got a nine and he thinks he's.
There is no scale when it comes down to the types. This is a unified circle.
I fucking know. Move on.
But imagine it was like, oh, you're a Scorpio. It's like, oh, you're a type three.
Well, so they all kind of have like different kind of names for each types. And type three is known as the achiever. It's success or success.
Who scored low now, bitch?
Okay, because you probably put accurate for everything.
Okay.
Right, and this is what it says about type three. Threes are self-assured, attractive, and charming. They're ambitious, competent, energetic. They can also be status conscious and highly driven for advancement. They are diplomatic and poised, but can also be overly concerned with their image and what others think about them.
Yes.
They typically have problems with workaholism and competitiveness. At their best, self-accepting, authentic, everything they seem to be, role models who inspire others. So, yeah. But like your basic fear is of being worthless and your basic desire is to feel valuable and worthwhile.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
So do you think that resonates with you?
That sounded pretty accurate.
These are like some examples of famous type threes. We have
Lady Gaga,
Will Smith,
Justin Bieber,
Courtney Cox,
Taylor Swift,
Barbara Streisand,
Jamie Foxx,
Ryan Seacrest,
Reese Witherspoon, Reese without her spoon.
Read it and weep, bitch.
And Tony Robbins.
Now let's go to Zane. Zane's a type nine.
Ooh, that's the other end of the spectrum.
And honestly, the name of his type, I'm a little surprised by.
Me too.
The Peacemaker.
You know, he was answering those questions like,
Zane,
do you want war to stop? 100% accurate. Yeah. Do you give all your money away to charity? 100% accurate.
He was making it like a beauty pageant. He was answering those.
I answered the questions to the best I could.
Type 9, the peacemaker. The easygoing, repetitive.
Okay.
Reassuring, agreeable, and complacent. Okay, nines are accepting, trusting, and stable. They are usually creative, optimistic, and supportive, but can also be too willing to go along with others to keep the peace. They want everything to go smoothly and to be without conflict, but can also tend to be complacent, simplifying problems, and minimizing anything upsetting. They can have problems with inertia and stubbornness, and at their best, they're all embracing, and they are people to bring people together and heal conflicts.
That's an interesting one.
And the crowd goes silent.
I think this one is...
You guys supposed to judge that. I mean, I don't know,
I mean,
man.
It's
so.
A little all over the place, but there's definitely
things in there for sure.
Yeah, like, the optimistic, that's weird because those questions I said inaccurate. So it's weird to hear the optimistic one because normally I can be not very optimistic.
Yeah, it says like your basic fear is of loss and separation.
Yeah.
And your basic desire is to have inner stability and a peace of mind. That's what you're like just trying to like achieve.
I can see that.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Examples, we got George Lucas.
Queen Elizabeth.
Matthew
Broderick. Okay, Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, Queen.
Yes, Queen. Yes, yeah. Type 9.
Type 9.
Tobey Maguire.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Janet Jackson. You got some sassy bitches.
Zoe Deschanel.
Mr. Rogers.
Nice.
And and George W. Bush.
So you mean to tell me all these celebrities took the same test?
I doubt it.
Hell no.
That's actually a really good question.
This specific test on this website.
I think a lot of people have taken it and have talked about it. I think so.
I can see him doing it for fun.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what am I?
What am I other than successful and Uber?
But rich? What's really cool about Mariah and I, we got the same type.
We did the juice. The funny.
The juice. Seven, the fun. Seven. Oh, the seven. The seven. The seven.
The seven.
This is all inaccurate. Everything this says is nothing.
Type seven, we are known as the enthusiasts. We're spontaneous, versatile, acquisitive, and scattered. Sevens are extroverted, optimistic, versatile, and spontaneous, playful, high-spirited, practical. They can also misapply many of their talents. They becoming overextended, scattered, and undisciplined. They constantly seek new and exciting experiences, but can become distracted and exhausted staying on the go. They typically have problems with impatience and impulsiveness, but at their best, they focus on their talents for worthwhile goals. Our basic fear, though, is of being deprived and in pain. And our basic desire is to be satisfied and content and to have our needs filled.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we identify with that?
It don't sound like shit, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Boring!
That ain't no 3 or 9.
I mean...
I agree.
I'm optimistic,
I agree, too. We're just enthusiastic to be... No, I think we are similar, but is there anything y'all want to talk about?
You need to chill on these muffins.
They're good.
Oh my god. Zane, you're a bad snacker.
I know, I'm really bad.
He binges.
I don't binge.
Oh my god, you're such a 9, Zane.
Shut up, 7.
Slow down. You're supposed to be a peacemaker.
Okay, three. I filmed with Jeff the other day. And we were doing this bit where Jeff like handcuffed me to the chair and he like Ooh. Took the keys and like and
it was a bit.
he threw the keys on the floor and Nerf was supposed to just go around it, make it look like he ate it, and then that's it. And then like he would edit it where it looks like the dog just ate it.
Keys, these handcuffed keys. Uh-huh.
I know, no, it's crazy because it reminds me of the toss situation, and it happened so fast. All of a sudden, the keys were in his mouth and swallowed. And we're like, and Jeff's like, he swallowed it. I was like, you're lying. He didn't swallow it. He's like, no, he actually swallowed it. We're like, holy shit, what do we do? What are we supposed to do right now? He's like, I don't know. I immediately call my mom because we have a dog in my house. Like, mom, our dog just swallowed keys. What do we do? She's like, honey, I don't know. I've never been in this situation.
These are real police keys or like handcuffs?
No, they weren't like real keys. They were more like the play cuffs.
Like plastic?
No, they were like real handcuffs, but the keys were like small. Were like, I just don't think they were real.
Yeah, how big? Are we talking?
Okay, so the keys came out like it was like two keys on one little like link. So, but like the whole thing probably was this like two little keys this big.
Okay,
and so we look up how do you get rid of something like that? Or like how do you make a dog throw up? And apparently this happens a lot where dogs eat something and they have to figure out a way to throw it up. So you're supposed to give the dog peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. Hydrogen peroxide? Is it called hydrogen peroxide? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we were just shooting it in Nerf's mouth just so he could eat it, so he could peek it out. We felt so bad, but like we could not have those keys sitting like in his stomach.
I don't know. In my mind, I pictured that movie where they were like being kinky and like handcuffed. Like hurt at the bed and he had the heart attack.
Oh, Gerald's game.
Like
Gerald's
imagine
game.
If you guys like handcuffed each other like for the video to something and you couldn't fucking move and you were actually like stuck there.
And like we couldn't reach our phone or anything.
Oh god, it would be like Saw.
Yes. Oh my god.
You want to play a game.
Oh my, that's so like no, that movie is terrifying. Like I was awful. On the edge of my seat the entire movie.
Wait, did he throw up?
Oh yeah, he threw up. He ended up like it took a little bit, but he threw up everywhere, and then the keys were the last thing to come out of his stomach, which is really weird.
Oh,
because it was the last thing he ate, but it was the last thing to come out of his stomach.
Yeah, it was probably like the heaviest and just like trying to get that to come out.
Yeah, no, Nerf is completely fine. He's okay. He's healthy now. But no, it was a scare. We were both really scared. We just didn't.
But you were no longer Hank. Were you handcuffed still while you were having to put hydrogen peroxide like down his?
No. I was able to open it like without I was able to open it without the keys. But it just happened so quick. Like, it just happened so quick, and we didn't realize. Like,
aren't dogs allergic to chocolate, though, too? Like, you can't have a dog eating chocolate.
Yeah. won't a dog just get really sick?
I don't know. I heard chocolate can kill them. Right?
Grapes too, right? What's in grapes that kill dogs? Like, what?
I don't know.
Dogs are allergic to grapes?
Yeah, they can't eat grapes.
Didn't know that.
My dog loves grapes.
I'm just like thinking loved. How I ever gave
it.
He passed away.
My past 6 dogs loved grapes.
Yeah, no chocolate or grapes to your puppies, please. Mm-hmm. You don't want them dying.
Have you guys seen the McMillions documentary?
Oh, it's so good.
No.
Yeah, Matt told me to watch it. It's
on HBO, and it's about the McDonald's Monopoly game. And how it was like a fraud for like.
Remember how big that was?
Yeah,
like,
everybody,
it was everywhere.
It was a fraud. Like there was no winners.
No. There was winners. It was just that
rigged.
It was rigged. They noticed that over the past 2 years, all the winners were all related. Why are they all related?
No way.
Yeah.
So like one of the guys had like a rig on it and was like giving the game pieces out to some of his relatives, and they like uncovered this whole kind of like crime family.
But they were making sure that the people he was giving out to had different last names, so it didn't like there was really no.
Oh, I don't
want to
like spoil too much.
Yeah.
But
Damn, that's cool.
They're releasing an episode.
Releasing an episode really every
week. I think there's probably a new episode tonight, actually, or tomorrow.
Oh, it's and they have like an agent on there who's such a character. He's such a character. actually hilarious.
That sounds fun.
So they like do a lot of like undercover like stunts to like catch them.
Yeah.
We got to get another TV.
They like
TV.
Have fun with it. They have fun.
Yeah, we got to watch TV.
They have fun trying to catch these guys. Like they just cool. really go to the max and just have fun with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's really funny. But we it's highly so recommend interesting. It. Yeah, but Dan Damn. And I have been getting quite into it.
How many episodes is that show?
I think there's only two right now.
No. How many episodes is there going to be?
I'd guess five.
It's a documentary?
Documentary miniseries.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I guess.
If it's a miniseries where they don't release all of them at once, I feel like it's going to be.
I would hate that.
I know. They would just release all of them at the same time. So we get
well, HBO. But I kind of like looking forward to like a show, you know?
Oh, isn't it crazy? Matt showed me. Now they have a podcast on HBO. So like after you watch a show, they have a podcast episode that they talk about the episode.
Yeah,
just
really?
Watched.
Yeah. And it's just the audio.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen to like the two directors talk about every single cool. episode after. It was very strange. I'd never seen that like on HBO before. Like,
surprised that cool. HBO like took advantage of that or like have the, like.
I feel like that started platform. Getting big with different TV shows like The Walking Dead. You remember Talking Dead that would come on after?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. With Chris Hartwick.
Everybody wanted to hear like behind the scenes stuff and see what was going on.
Yeah.
I loved That's The Walking cool. Dead, but I gave up on it.
I know. It was my all-time favorite show.
Yeah, you loved
of
that show.
All time.
When did you give up? Good.
I want to say season 4 or 5.
Yeah. It's right around when I gave
it was
up.
It was so repetitive. It was just like, we ran out of supplies. We got to go outside of our compound comfort zone.
Yeah, it was the same
And it was
shit.
Just like.
And zombies. It's like every episode's going to have zombies.
Yeah.
But then it was like they would try to bring in the bad guy. And it was just like so stupid.
Yeah. But
it just got really bad.
The first few seasons were actually very good. I feel
Amazing.
Like they were different every season. Like season
You felt
one.
Like you were part of the survival.
Yeah. Yes. And that's why people loved it so much. And then like season 4 and 5 was just like, what?
Zombies are like my biggest fear, though. Like,
there's just the idea of zombies are so entertaining and fascinating. Yeah. Like it's
Remember those
yeah.
stories
so cool.
of people eating each other?
In Florida?
Like the Florida people.
Oh, because of bath salts?
Yeah.
And we thought that was like the beginning of...
Yeah, the beginning of an apocalypse.
If we did have zombies, would they be slow and like a Walking Dead? Or would it be fast like I Am Legend? The movie
or Zombieland.
Or like Dawn of the Dead when they like...
Or Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, like when I saw Dawn of the Dead when I was a kid and saw how fast they were running, I was like, that is my nightmare. Like a zombie that can sprint? Fuck that shit. Fuck.
Just has nothing to lose.
I feel like
nothing
they'd be crazy. Like you think about like people on drugs, like they lose their mind. They're like, like all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, quick. I feel like they'd be very like spastic.
Yeah.
Not slow and creepy crawly.
Okay. You want to die from a dinosaur or a zombie?
Dinosaur.
A dinosaur. Just eat me. Eat me whole.
Just eat me.
No,
eat
but
me
I feel whole. Like I could defend myself better against. Well, we're talking about dying, so.
No, let's change that then. Let's change
I would
that.
Rather. Oh. I'd rather be eaten by a zombie because you turn and then you get a little bit of a second life. You get to run around, hunt down some more people,
become part of like a bigger group.
Yeah, you make some new zombie friends. You're getting eaten.
Well,
alive.
I mean, that's like. I mean. Saying that's like you dying and we still have your body and we take you everywhere like Disney World all that you don't know what's happening you're
yeah,
gone
getting eaten alive though like picked at and just like still being in pain like if by the time a zombie like eats you then you're like then you turn
like, I love this like concept it's like okay well I'm gonna turn into a zombie really quick
but it seems like though like in zombie films and they like. All attack the one person, then I'm like, does that person not become a zombie? Because it looks like everyone's just feasting on that body. Like,
oh, yeah, true. Because
like you always see like one person like, no! But it doesn't seem like that person will become a zombie because it looks like they
just got destroyed.
They eat it clean.
But then you'll see like the half-eaten zombies that like still walk but like only have their arms.
Then
left.
When's the point where the zombies stop eating? When they get full? Like, are they ever like...
Quit ruining it for everyone.
They like humans until they turn into zombies, and then they don't like them anymore. Because it's like cannibalism at that point, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I like having deep conversations with y'all.
I like sometimes like a part of me wishes there was some sort of like
apocalypse.
Maybe not apocalypse.
Something
but
to
some,
spice it up.
No,
something,
really, no, really.
Yeah,
I always think about that too.
Mass.
I'm and that same
chaos.
It, big global events like. Excite me, but not exciting in a good way, but like days where you'll remember for the rest of your lives mm-hmm. or when just the earth kind of like everyone takes notice of something. That
I
shit,
think that's
like,
why we're so infatuated with like the alien life because we want it to happen. We need something
we're
new
quirky.
To happen. We're quirky. We're different.
Aliens, y'all?
Yes.
No, I believe in aliens, But
I believe.
I don't think it will ever be like a peaceful thing.
I think it will.
Nah. I feel like they'd be scared of us, though.
A lot of people would
be scared here.
They'd be scared of us? We mean they'd be scared of us. They had the technology to get all the way here.
No, but imagine
they're trolling us.
Hold on. Imagine we go somewhere to another planet. We're not going to show up and be like, fuck all you guys. Like, it would just be like,
We come in peace.
Like, literally.
We come in peace.
Yes. Okay. I agree.
Like,
I agree.
Imagine some, like, five aliens drop down here. We'd be like, obviously, we outnumber that.
Because, I mean, aliens, I feel like they have love in their community. And, they, you know, they like, love each other. So I feel like why destroy everybody else's, like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know. No, I know. I it's a very optimistic way of looking that the alien species has love.
Type 9, baby. Type 9.
The peacemaker, Zane, will be there. Zane's there. Between the government, like the tanks.
Type 9.
Zane just says the renegade, and the aliens are like,
oh, Matt wants that renegade.
Ending bullying with the alien. Just
and we did not do a conspiracy episode.
I know.
Or a paranormal. We did a paranormal.
Oh, my God. We'll do one next week. Guys, we promise.
Right, guys? You guys don't need to send any more stories. We have plenty.
Matt has like 850 stories just sitting in his email.
But as always, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. And
we keep forgetting to intro it.
I know.
Guys, this is Zane and Heath.
We're excited. We just hop right into it.
Well, I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
And you just listened to Zane and Heath Unfiltered Podcast.
Very good.
That's a good sign off.
Very good.
I think it's becoming more just more of a hangout and natural. I think that's why we just keep forgetting. It's like not a show to us. It's just like we're just sitting here and hanging out.
We just like to kick it.
Exactly. Guys, Valentine's Day sale on our merch. Mm-hmm. What is it, 30% off? 20% off? It's one of them damn numbers.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. We love y'all. Please like and subscribe. We post an audio form every Monday on podcast app, Spotify, and all that. And video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Wow, I am out of it today.
It's late.
All right. We love you, Coffee Beans. See you next time. Bye. I love you.